Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service. And that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience.
Greetings and happy holidays, and welcome to our final episode of the Patient Experience Podcast. My name is Jeff Miller. I am president of Professional Recovery Consultants. And today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to interview the normal person that does the interviews in this podcast series. His name is John Cook. I know you are all familiar with him. John has vast experience on the provider side in providing care to patients and answering their questions and customer service. He has also spent a lot of time on the vendor partner side. Currently works with us as our chief client officer, so he has spent a lot of time and effort speaking to our clients, engaging with our clients to talk about their goals and objectives and issues and problems. And so he has spent a lot of time not only doing the podcast, learning about the patient experience, but in the real life and talking with our clients on a daily basis. So we thought this would be a good opportunity for John to share some of his knowledge. John, does that sound good to you?
That sounds good. I appreciate this opportunity. It feels a little different now.
It does.
It does. It really does.
It does. You'll do great, I'm sure. So, John, we're just going to start off by asking you a few questions about what you've learned. So describe a little about what you've learned and talking with people, not only in doing these podcasts, but in your daily life and working with our clients and discussing issues with them. Tell us, share that experience with
us. It's been a good experience, actually, to be talking patient experience with our clients before we actually initiated this podcast, which was in January of this year. And it was a really good opportunity to share some of the insight I learned from my clients, and that there's a very varied amount of difference from facility to facility. And also there is a big difference in patient experience in a person's discipline, like a nurse or someone who is, I actually had the opportunity to talk with a gentleman at UNC Rex Hospital. And the reason I interviewed him was because family members had a good patient experience with him. I mean, it was over the top.
Right.
So I brought actually what they call an intake specialist from UNC Rex and interviewed him to get his whole take on everything and why patient experience is important to him in his job. But really a lot of it had to do with his role in life and a lot to do with his faith and everything. So, I've got to talk to nurses. I've talked with, actually ended up talking with former President Gerald Ford's son, Steve. And we'd met at a conference and got to develop a friendship. And he has a lot of good thing to say about vision. So I wanted to include him on a podcast and did. And that is really, really what is important about patient experience. The management of these healthcare providers have to make it top priority. It has to be in what you call the top five of their vision and their goals. So I have really learned so much from every provider. But at the same time, I've learned it's at times, someone said, asked me one time, who is the best or who is the worst? I couldn't say that, but I will say that it's very different from institution to institution.
Right, but are you finding that it's definitely becoming more important to every institution,
it's
kind of regardless of where they are in their...
To every institution. And I have noticed more, especially this year after doing this, providers are wanting a piece of the market. So they're putting a lot of money into marketing. And the marketing, here's an example. You know, basing in Boone, North Carolina, we have a news feed from the Tri-Cities of East Tennessee. And we get actually three television stations from there. Therefore, we see all the ads and TV media for what used to be Wellmont Health System and Mountain States Health combining together, merging actually, and forming Ballad Healthcare.
Right.
And they have commercials. And I tell you, those commercials are outstanding. I don't know who their advertising genius is, but they are outstanding commercials to the point that
you pretty compelling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's compelling. And you think, I'm going to go there.
Right.
But if a hospital spends a lot of money on marketing and they don't have anything to back what they claim, meaning a good patient experience, then my opinion, those marketing dollars are going down the drain.
Right.
So hospitals are now saying, well, it's not just marketing. Right. It's doing things right.
And they got to back it up with each phase for,
exactly.
The, for the patient.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what you find that providers are doing that you think is right and is on the right track to provide that experience.
I think the most important thing they're doing is it's not just patient experience in X-ray, or it's not good patient experience in the ER, or it's not good patient experience on the floor or in surgery. It has become a culture. That's what they're doing right. It is a culture from the start to the very end.
Right.
And I've shared before about a family matter where my dad was in Baptist Hospital. And us folks from the mountains, that's a big hospital. And from anywhere, it's a teaching hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a very good hospital. And I was actually at the Health Insurance Institute and got a call that my dad had been airlifted to Baptist Hospital. He'd had a stroke. And I was 25 miles away, so immediately headed down there and actually ended up getting there about the time he got there. I think he was already in the ER. So I walked in this huge lobby. It's a beautiful lobby, very appealing, but it was huge. And you've heard of the deer in the headlight look?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did have a deer in the headlight look. And this man walked up to me and said, and he basically said, "Are you lost?" I said, "I am." And I said, "Can I help you find something?" I said, "I'm trying to get to the ER." He said, "Okay, this main hall here." And he pointed down and said, "You'll go down this hall, and then when you come to a T, you're going to take a left." He said, "Wait just a minute. Come on, I'm going to take you down there." So he took me down there and literally got me back in the treatment room my dad was in. And he looked over at me and said, "Mr. Cook, is there anything else I can do for you?" And I said, "No, this has been great." I noticed on his jacket it said MD.
Nice.
And that set a good tone
from
the very beginning. And that tone went all the way to the end. It went to the lady at the parking deck collecting the $5 for the parking fee.
Right.
Telling me to have a great day and be careful.
Right.
And just very caring. And I know that doctor was headed for lunch because I know where the cafeteria is in Baptist. That's one place I did know. And he was headed, and it was lunchtime, so he was headed there for lunch. But he took time to do it, and that made an impact upon me. And I don't think they could have done anything wrong.
Right.
But the reason why, Jeff, is because it is a culture there.
Exactly.
Everybody's in on it.
Right. Right. Sounds like that's the way it's got to be.
Yeah. Exactly.
For it to be effective.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the other side. What do you find that providers may be doing wrong, in your opinion?
And that the other side is that it's fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a real sweet lady at the front desk, and you may have a really good experience parking the car, or you may have had a good experience when you called the hospital from the switchboard operator. Answering the tone of their voice and the willingness to help. And then you may get to the floor and that nurse is great, But that lady who brought dinner in was just did not really want to be there.
Right.
And an experience of mine, everything had been good until I presented myself for admission for an x-ray at a hospital. And I got this terrible look from the lady. She said, I need a photo ID. And it was not, hello, how are you, or good morning. She said, I need a photo ID. And we ended up arguing over the photo ID. But I think what happened there was a process got in the way. I understand why you need to get a photo ID. But I'd been there like 2 days before and given my insurance card. It was scanned. Photo ID, it was scanned. They had it, but she had to have one for that visit. Like it was going to change overnight or something. And I think what happened is she probably was forgetting to get patient or photo IDs. And she had probably got canceled on that. So she wasn't going to let it happen again.
Right.
But a process got in the way of good patient service. And by the time I got to the x-ray department, I was all knotted up. And
it made an impact.
And
I'm
talking about it. That mm-hmm. means I'm still remembering it.
Right. Right. Well, based upon your interviews and experience, what insight do you have that providers should be doing? I mean, do you have any insight on execution? And
if you're not doing it, and it's just a kind of a goal for the future, mm-hmm. then I think you need to reevaluate and see how important that matter is. And then with that matter, it's got to be company-wide. It's a culture.
Right.
It is a culture, and everybody's right. got to buy into it.
Right.
The housekeeper's got to buy into it. And I tell you, I heard something recently, and it may have been an article. Do you know who has more impact on a patient in the hospital? It's a housekeeper.
Wow.
Because normally they're providing hellos and they're just...
Directions. Greetings.
They're mm-hmm. they're the most famous. They're the rock stars in the hospital. And I think now if you're ready to implement it, you need to know about it. And if you have to hire an expert to do it, mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
Right.
And there's different ways to do it. And the culture has to be a culture-wide. You're not just changing the way you do things. You're changing your culture.
Right.
And I found out recently at a roundtable that HFMA had, and we were talking about people. It was called the people experience. And it integrated people being... the employees, people being the insurance providers, people being the patient, people being patient family members. And you've got to lead positively, correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've really got to, everybody's involved.
Right.
Everybody. Including the people, the person, yeah.
Yeah, well, including your business partners.
Exactly.
And you have to make
sure that
your business partners follow along and promote the same goals that you do.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. So, John, you usually follow up your interviews with a question. So I'm going to ask you the same question. You know, how do you lead in this regard?
Jeff, I think that's... You know, I struggled with that a long time. What is my leadership style? And I finally found it. And I can put it in one word, listening.
Mm-hmm.
I lead by listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that can take on different forms. But for someone to be listened to, that is the most beautiful thing in the world. And I think I learned that through... I involved in a Stephen ministry, which is a... basically, bottom line, a ministry of listening. And sometimes the only time you talk is when you're just asking clarifying questions.
Right.
But I think when a person gets the opportunity for you to listen to them,
right.
they learn from it and they actually change from it.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely my
style. That's always important in life, no matter where you are.
It is, exactly.
For sure. So it sounds like in summary, you know, this patient experience is obviously a huge thing for every hospital. As competition grows between the hospitals, obviously they need to make sure that the patient's having a good experience from the front end to the very back end. But I guess what you're finding a lot is the ones that are successful are the ones that are not just providing lip service. They're actually being teaching their people from the top down, you know, how to interact with these patients and how to serve. Yeah. Is that, would you sum it up that way?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's action.
Right.
You can think a lot about good intentions. Yeah. You wonder what you're going to do. But until you do it, it's not done.
Right. Well, John, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for joining us today for the patient experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.